Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome to your weekly angel guidance message with me, Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. I've got some beautiful messages for you today, some quite important messages that you need to hear about the energy that's coming up this week and how to navigate it, but also things that you can do to keep yourself on track and not get sucked into negativity or get your energy drained away. So let's get started. I'm finally back in Australia. I'm in my office. It feels really good. I only got back a couple of days ago, so excuse the big bags under my eyes, but things will come back to normal pretty soon, I hope. So let's call on the angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, to be with us right now, to stand in the four corners of our energy, to bless us, protect us, to lift us up above the fear and the negativity so that we can see and walk the path that is right for us and our soul this lifetime. And we thank you, angels, for giving us clear guidance that's really going to help everybody that sees and watches this video or listens to it, so that they have some clear message that is personally for you this week, right? Personally for them, because you might think this is a general message for everybody, but it's surprising how the angels will slip in something that you personally need to hear. So keep your ears and eyes open. And we're using Archangel Michael deck this week. This is a Radley Valentine deck called the Sword of Light. Need the cover. Gorgeous deck. My other ones are resting because they've been on holiday with me. So I've put a crystal on them and they're sitting out there on the windowsill to get some light, just to have a little rest because I've been using them a lot. So angels, what message do you have for everybody this week? And I'll tell you an angel story in a second. An angel miracle. There's been quite a few recently. All right. So we're going to do three cards. Oh, no, they want an extra one. Okay. All right. What did I just say? Angels, please help us to walk the path that is right for us. And Archangel Michael has stepped forward to acknowledge that prayer. And that's something I want to tell you this week. I always sit down and meditate before I do this reading and ask the angels for their messages. And one of the messages was, ask us for help, but don't just ask. Pray. Now, you don't have to be religious or believing in religion to make a prayer. A prayer is just a request to the angels and the divine universe. It's nothing that is, you don't have to feel like you're being religious if you're adverse to that. So, you know, lots of people have been sort of traumatized or don't feel drawn to religion. But this is a hand mudra. A mudra is something that creates a different energy. And so you're doing this, if you can imagine you're drawing down light from heaven into your body or from source into your energy field. And it's like a transmitter, like a pyramid. So when you make this or this with your hands, you're actually creating a connection between you, your soul, and the divine universe, and of course your angels. So the angels are saying, ask us for help, ask us, pray for what you need. That's the magic. It's like waving a magic wand that will attract an answer. When you ask, there is always a response. When you pray, your prayers are sent to the divine and an answer or what it is that you want will come to you. You're much more likely to find that. Now back to our card. Number 29, 2 and a 9 is an 11. An energetic gateway is opening right now for you to walk through. It's a portal that's coming up on the 21st and 22nd of June, which is the solstice, the June solstice. Very important moment. A lot of light is pouring in, and the angels are asking us to direct that for ourselves and for the earth. And I've got an event to help you to do that on the 21st of June. So here the angels are saying to you, Archangel Michael is showing you, look at the golden light up here. And the message is stay the course, stay on track. Now, the angels already told me in my meditations this morning that this week could feel rough. So imagine you're traveling on a boat and you can start to see the choppy seas ahead. There's a little bit of chaos, chaotic energy going on. Don't panic. Stay on your path. You know that feeling sometimes where you can sort of block the world out and you can just privately and quietly stay connected, focused on what it is that you need to do, what you need to think about. Don't be distracted by fear. Don't be drawn into panic. or thinking, oh, you know, everything is off and bad. Don't take things as kind of bad omens. You know, the angels are all about ridding us of fear and helping us to overcome fear rather than giving us fear and more things to worry about. And they know, though, that we're very affected by fear. It's almost like a bad cold going around, right? If you're around a lot of fearful people, or you're listening to a lot of fearful rhetoric, you're going to pick that up, and that can start to infect the way you think, what you are start worrying, you start feeling anxious. So stay on track, look after your energy, protect your energy. Archangel Michael is guiding you. If you do feel things getting a bit rough and bumpy, you're not on the wrong path. Planet Earth isn't on the wrong path. Everything is okay. And you're being guided in the right direction. So your prayers, your intentions, your affirmations really, really matter. Learn from the stuff that's been tough, but keep going. This is your message to keep going. So when the angels are talking about that chaotic, or kind of like being on a choppy sea, right? Some people might feel really affected by that, and you might feel that seeping into your own life. And other people will feel, I'm fine, it's not affecting me at all. And some people might just feel seasick. And so that's a metaphor, but you might feel off in your energy. You might feel dizzy, get headaches, just feel like you're not yourself. Ground yourself. I've got a really good meditation in my free angel library. You can also purchase it for $10 if you want to, but you don't have to, where you can put your energetic tree roots. It's called Grounding to Mother Earth with the Angels. Go over and listen to that if you're starting to feel off in your energy. Do an energy cleanse. Do a bit of prayer. Hold the intention. You know, when you pray, don't just ask for help. Visualize that help has already come. See yourself on the other side of it. I just took a really long flight from England. I'm sure you know that it's a long flight from England to Australia, but this time it just felt that much longer. And, you know, first flight's about 7 hours, and then you get off for an hour and a half in Dubai, and then it's like 16 or 17 hours to Australia. And halfway through that flight, I was like, oh my gosh. And what I remembered to do is what the angels taught me is to visualize myself in my home. So I just visualized myself in my lounge room upstairs, sitting on my comfy sofa, looking out over the ocean, sipping a cup of green tea. And the more I visualized that, the more comforted and peaceful I felt, the less angsty I was about, oh, how long is this going to take? And keep pressing the button to see, you know, how long is the flight taking? And the more I could just be in the moment and rest rather than being in that state of stress. And so, you know, whatever it is that you want, whether it's more money, love, health, you want to get over a bad cold, whatever it is, visualize yourself on the other side of it. And prayer really helps with that. You know, that's, if you think of the angels as co-creating with you, that's your job. You know, it's a team. You're both pulling the cart. They're not pulling the cart with you sitting up on it. So visualize that you're both pulling the cart. And that's your part of it, is that you're visualizing and praying. So why are things going to feel a bit chaotic and bumpy? Perhaps. I'm not telling you it is going to be like that. You can affirm it's not going to feel like that for you. That's just because it's like the darkness and light thing, you know. It's like when two weather systems come together, you get a change. So this is just a sign that change is happening. You know, this feeling of we're needing to release corruption, negativity, fear, unfairness, all those kind of things, inequality, all that energy is coming up to be cleared right now. And so as that's coming up like a detox, it has to be swept away. And sometimes the negative has a little bit of a tantrum before it goes. And so what we're feeling right now is some of that lower energy is starting to go, and it's having a tantrum. So it's like choppy waters. Or it's just imagine that it's as the change is happening, like two weather systems coming together, right? So things can feel a bit choppy, but you can ground yourself. You can stay in your bubble of light. You can speak to your angels. You can stay focused on manifesting what you want. This is still a powerful time for you to manifest. Oh, okay. Loving this one too. Now, let's not look at the words, because sometimes we don't need the words. Sometimes the words aren't relevant. We'll come back to that in a second. This is part of what I teach in my angel communication practitioner program for people who want to do what I do, be angel mediums and give healing and readings for others. And in this card, we've got the beautiful Archangel Michael standing in his bright blue beam of light. Now, this is something that I teach too, is how to connect with source and bathe yourself in light and to help others to do that. Now, as this card has got two meanings. For me today, remember what we just said, stay in your bubble of light, surround yourself with light and love. Get your angel cards out, light a candle. Have I lit my candle today? Yes, I have. Do things that create light in your life. Do a meditation. Even if you don't feel like doing a meditation, just have the meditation playing in the background. Do things. What is it that brings light to you? Divine light. You know, sometimes when I feel a bit low, I might listen to podcasts, you know, by Wayne Dyer and other high vibrational spiritual teachers that make me feel in a more high vibrational space. Sometimes we can get, it's kind of like a layer of slime, right, or a veil that drops over us. And it's because we've been dealing with so much negativity, so much of other people emptying out their pain, especially if you're a healer, a therapist, or even you just work in the public, or you're just scrolling through social media, you can get yourself under one of those big heavy blankets and it starts to feel like your stuff and you start to feel awful. And that's how you get kind of sucked downwards, low vibrational, negative thoughts, feeling depressed, feeling anxious. So here we have Archangel Michael giving us clear instruction. Bring down the light around you. Surround yourself in Archangel Michael's blue light of protection and do that constantly. Do things that keep your vibration high this week, and that's going to stop you from even going near the choppy water. The choppy water won't touch you if you keep up that high energy. And if it does touch you, if you feel like, oh, God, there's chaos in the world and there's chaos going on in my life or in my family or in my internal thoughts, that's just a sign that something needs to change. You need to address something. Something needs healing. Sometimes we can't white light everything away. We actually have to address it. Okay, what's this showing me? Okay, maybe I've got to change my thoughts. Maybe I've got to do some forgiveness. Maybe I've got to have a conversation. Whatever it is, maybe I've got to go for therapy. Healing. That's what's needed for you, because sometimes these situations come up for us to see something that we couldn't see before. And then we need to act on it. We can't just go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, and then ignore it. So the written meaning of this card is step into the spotlight. So I know so many of you, because you tell me all the time in your DMs and emails and comments, you're starting or growing a spiritual business. You're about to launch yourself into the world in some way. You're starting your angel readings. You're starting a course on psychic development. Whatever it is, it's your time. Because with all of this stuff going on, what do we need more of? We need more of the light workers to step into their light and truth. Stop listening to the doubts, because that's just the ego. That's just the lowest self. That's just the negative side of the world, right? Trying to pull you down and step into the spotlight. The world needs your light, needs your message, needs what you have to say, the way you have to say it, the way you look. Stop putting yourself down and step into the spotlight. It's time to share it, because the light is needed. It's not about you. It's about sharing the light with others so that they can come to that place that you're at. Okay. Now, outcome cards, we got two, remember? By the weekend, you're going to feel a lot clearer and lighter, and the angels are giving you clear instruction here. Look at this lovely lassie dog. We've got somebody running in the background. There's a gold coin, could be a frisbee. So what is this saying to you? Got to move your energy, whether it's walking, running, starting a new exercise routine. It doesn't have to be anything boring. It'd be something that really, really suits you. Get in touch with nature, connect with animals, get outside. And that's a way to attract and manifest abundance. You know, sometimes we're praying, we're asking, we're manifesting, we're visualizing, we're doing all the things, but we forget that we've got to let go. and allow the universe to intervene. We've got to let our energy shift. And we do that through those things that I've just mentioned: play, joyfulness, doing something that makes us forget our problems and forget our intentions and goals for a little while. So this is a one and a seven. Ones are all about your thoughts. Sevens are about staying on the right track. And that's how we began, is you are on the right track. What was the other number? Number 30, 30. The divine, our angels, and our soul work together. Number three. So the other card is, remember that Archangel Michael is with you. Look at him there holding up his sword. He is, has his armor on. He's got the wings over his heart. And he's shining his light. He's standing beside you, protecting you. There's nothing to fear except fear itself. I love this for you. This is so magical. So stay on track no matter what. Turn up your light. Use as many light influencing tools that you have. And let me know in the comments what you do to turn up your light. I'm sending you so much love, and I'm so appreciative of all your comments. Let me know, let me know what you're going to be doing this week and what you're asking the angels for help with. If you want to share that, you don't have to, but my prayers are with you no matter what. Please, please join me for a very exciting event I've got coming up on the solstice, which is Friday, the 21st of June. And I'm doing a 90-minute Zoom event, which is an angelic activation for the solstice. We're going to be working with the angels through the sacred sites of Earth. We're going to do a global healing, channeling that new golden light that's coming in for the solstice into Mother Earth for harmony, for the greater good. This is all about releasing the bonds, the ties, the tendrils, the energies that have been draining and holding you back from your power, even hiding you from your power. And I'm not talking about authoritarian power. I'm talking about the divine power within you. You know, when you don't feel confident enough to go for your dreams or even dream your dreams, when you feel like you can't speak your truth, when people are walking all over you, when you feel like you can't set boundaries, when it just feels like everything's getting on top of you, or maybe you've given your power away to someone or something. This is a global and personal healing for you to clear away those energies that have been lowering your vibration and holding you back and keeping you powerless. This is what the world needs right now. We need that divine power to come up and that toxic power to dissolve and disintegrate. So that's what the solstice activation is going to be about. We're going to do a deep clearing on you. We're going to channel light with the angels. It's going to be a channeled guided meditation. I don't know what's going to happen because I'll be channeling it in the moment. And you'll get a chance to connect with your angels and attune with them. It's going to be so powerful. You'll feel light, energized. You'll receive guidance. You're going to feel amazing afterwards. And I can't wait to share it with you. The link is in the comments or the caption. If you want any details, just send me a message and or tag me and I'll send you the details. I know sometimes it's hard following those links. So just ask me and I will definitely send it to you. So thank you so, so much. I'm sending you angel blessings and see you next Monday and see you on Friday the 21st for the solstice activation. Bye.